Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, peace and quiet has once more settled over Pine Ridge. Diogenes Smith's confession cleared both Lum and Cedric of all charges in the counterfeiting case, and the Jot'em Down store is clear of its mortgage. The only problem the old fellows have to face now is how to spend the $10,000 Diogenes left in their care in such a way as to benefit the whole town. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library discussing this matter. Listen.
I tell you, Long, how about taking that $10,000 and spend it to get the paved road put clean through town? That'd do a heap of good for Pine Ridge.
Yeah, but I don't believe that was the sort of thing Dodge and he's had in mind when he left that money for the community, though, Abner.
Why, huh?
No, I think he'd rather we'd use it in some way to make everybody a better citizen.
Huh?
More education and culture and all such as that.
Culture?
Yeah, something that'll raise the folks up, elevate them.
Oh, I see, yeah. But, Lum, I don't know where in the world we'd put one of them.
Put one of what?
An elevator. You know as well as I do, there ain't a building in town tall enough to need one of them.
Well, who said there was?
You can't just put up an elevator without having no building to go around it, Lum. The folks could get on all right and start riding up, but they wouldn't have no place to get off. No, I don't believe that's a good idea.
Well, of course it ain't. I never said it was.
Of course, now, if you got your heart set on an elevator, why, we might get a little short one and just run it up to the upstairs over the lodge hall.
Abner, I ain't got my heart set on no elevator.
Ain't much upstairs for anybody to see after they get up there, but I'll admit an elevator'd make an awful good impression on visitors from small towns that was here.
What I meant was that maybe we ought to put up some big historical or educational building. Like, say, a museum. Maybe an art museum.
Oh, and then put the elevator in there, huh?
Oh, for goodness sakes, course not. We ain't going to put the elevator no place.
Well, Lum, as long as we're getting one, we might as well use it. It'll just get rusty sitting around outside. There's a lot of iron on one of them things. Don't you recollect that one we rode on at Kansas City that time?
I know what an elevator looks like, but I never had nothing like that in mind at all.
Huh?
All I said is that it might be a good idea first if we put up an art museum. Get a lot of famous pictures and hang them up on the wall so folks can go in there and look at them and admire them.
What kind of pictures?
Oh, famous pictures painted by famous artists.
Huh?
Diogenes was telling us all about that stuff on our trip back from St. Louis the other day.
Well?
That's why I figured maybe he'd sort of like it if we used his money to put up an art museum.
Well, if he'd like it, well, I reckon it'd be all right, but I still don't see what kind of pictures would be good for a thing like that. I'd be proud to bring down our photograph album, though.
No, Abner, not them kind of pictures.
There's an awful cute one, a little Pearl, when she was just a young one. Everybody says she looks just like me in the picture.
No, we wouldn't want that no way. We don't want no photographs. I told you these was painted pictures. I don't know exactly where we'll go to get them or how we'll pick them out, but I know there's one we'll get first off.
What one's that?
One Diogenes was talking about, one of his favorites.
Well?
I believe he said it was called Whistler and His Mother, or just Whistler's Mother, I believe.
Well, what is a picture of a boy whistling and his mama?
No, according to the way Diogenes described it, there weren't no boy in the picture at all.
Well, how did they know he was whistling then?
He weren't whistling. Whistler was just the name of the fellow that painted it. At least that's what Dodge and East told us.
Well, who was whistling? His mama?
Oh, of course not. Didn't you just hear me say that the painter was Whistler?
Oh, the painter. Oh, one of them happy fellers that whistles while he works, huh?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner.
Yeah, well, come on, tell me some more about this museum we're going to build on.
We ain't going to build no museum.
Well, what are we going to do with the $10,000 in? You know Diogenes left it up to us to decide how to spend it.
Yeah, but I think now Diogenes made a mistake right there.
He did.
Now, I don't believe me and you are the ones that ought to decide what would be best for Pine Ridge.
Well, who's going to do it then?
Well, the public.
Who?
We'll leave it up to the citizens of the town.
Oh.
Everybody will have different ideas, natural.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all of the ideas, we ought to be able to pick out one that'll be the most good for everybody.
Well, I thought you weren't going to tell nobody about the money Dodge and he's left, though.
Well, I just meant I didn't want them to know about the check till we knowed what we was going to do with it.
Oh.
Otherwise, everybody be coming around here trying to scheme us out of it somewhere.
Oh, my, yes, yeah.
But I reckon we better tell them right away. Wait a minute. We don't need to mention the money.
We don't, huh?
Well, of course not. We can just ask them what they think would do the most good for Pine Ridge.
Yeah. Well, who are we going to ask? Everybody?
No, that'd take too long. We just take our crisscross section.
Huh?
Or cross-criss section, I reckon it is. Means you just ask one of each type of feller. Like one banker and one business executive and one deliver boy and one housewife and paper hanger.
Now, wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there.
Oh. Well, now, there's somebody right there we can ask.
Well, he ain't none of them things you mentioned, a executive or none of that.
No, but he's a type all of his own.
Oh, yeah.
And besides, that boy's getting some awful good ideas lately. Don't forget, he was the one that studied up how to find Diogenes.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of good common sense in that boy's head. And he might be just the one to give us a good, sensible idea for
this. Here he comes along.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Wonderful world. It's
wonderful world. Come on back, Cedric.
Yeah, how you feeling today, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. Sort of lonesome, though. I miss being in jail some way or other.
Well?
That was sure a lot of fun being in there. Reckon what I could do to get back in there, reckon.
Well, Cedric, you don't want to go back to jail.
Of course you don't. That ain't no place for a respectable boy like you.
No.
Besides, you want to be around Pine Ridge when we get a certain secret project going on here.
Oh, my, yeah.
Fact is, we want to ask you a question about it right now, Cedric.
Yeah, what do you think would do the most good for Pine Ridge, Cedric? A elevator or a picture of a feller whistling?
Mom?
Elevator.
Yeah, no, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Huh?
Cedric, just tell us what you think would do good for the whole community.
Well, let's see. I believe the best thing would be a new pinball machine down there at the restaurant. One that I could win something on once in a while. I can't beat that doggone thing.
Oh, no, Cedric, I don't mean nothing like that.
Well, I know I can't win on that one of Mr. Luke's, no matter what I do.
Well?
He's even got the legs of it nailed down now so as I can't tilt it.
Huh.
Maybe I've been doing something wrong when I play it. I don't know.
Maybe so.
Now, wait a minute. You ain't thinking, Cedric. Think about everybody in town. Think what would be the best thing to do. And don't worry about the expense. I know if you just try hard, you can give us the idea we're looking for.
Yeah, just sit down and think for a while, Cedric, and see.
Well, I'll try. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I'll be a lot happier if I can get it.
Yeah.
Of course you will, and so will everybody else. And that's just what we want. So you just sit there now and think hard.
Yeah, sort of lean back, yeah. Lean your head back and close your eyes if you want to, Cedric. That's the way Lom does when he's studying.
Like this?
Yeah. Oh, that looks fine. Close your eyes now.
Wait a minute, Abner. Don't talk to him no more.
No.
Come on, we go up in front where we won't disturb him.
Yeah, we'll be awful quiet. Reckon he'll get a idea showing up?
Well, he might. You never can tell. You notice he said he'd been studying about this subject for a long time.
Yeah.
It shows right there that he's the thinking type. Sort of a dreamer, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if he don't get an idea, well, who are we going to ask then?
Well, we're going to ask a lot of other folks whether he gets it or not.
Where, huh?
Well, sure. That way we can compare them and pick out the best of them.
Yeah, well, how about asking Grandpappy Spears? You said you wanted different types, and he's a different type than I ever knowed before.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Abner. Get the old folks land on that.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll ring him up right away.
That's a good idea. Are you thinking, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. I think I'm thinking.
Well, that's good. Just keep going one time.
Hello. That's you, Grandpap? Well, this is Lom. Yeah. Oh, tolerably. Yeah. Say, Grandpap, I want to ask you imaginary question. Yeah, well, if you had $10,000, how would you spend it to do the most good for Pine Ridge?
You'd get a bunch of checkers, more like that.
Well, no, Grandpap, you can't do that. You can't retire on it. No, you got to spend this money. Well, no, I know you ain't no spendthrift, but... No, but listen, Grandpap... Well, but listen. Well, wait a minute. No, I ain't trying to tell you how to run your affairs. Well, all right, you keep your nose out of my business, too. Well, that suits me fine. Goodbye.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful world. Grannies, how do you like that?
What'd he want to do, just take the money and retar on him?
Yeah, said he weren't going to throw all his money away.
Huh.
Or it'd no better than to ask him in the first place.
Yeah. Well, who are we going to ask next? Squire Skimp, maybe?
No, I don't much want to ask Squire. Don't want him to even suspicion we got that check from Dodge and Eve.
Oh, no, that's right. Well, let's see. How about asking now?
Hey, Mr. Long. Mr. Abner, I think you got it.
Have you shown up, Cedric?
Grannies, I knowed he'd get it. There's a thinker, that boy.
Good for you, Cedric. What is it?
I don't know why I never thought of this before.
Well, we never asked you before. What's your idea, Cedric?
Well, I know exactly what to do now. And I think it'll work, too.
Well, come on, tell us. What is it?
Well, from now on, I ain't going to pull the handle on that pinball machine back so far. I can see now I've been shooting them too hard.
For goodness sake.